We are interviewing Mr. and Mrs. E.P. Shiflett, who had lived in Bacon Hollow. Did you live there too, Mrs. Shiflett?
Well, I was raised back over the, across the mountain here.
I went to the mission home.
Which mission home was that?
Oh, no, it was the Episcopal school.
Oh, the Episcopal school.
Yeah, it's the Blue Ridge school. Yeah. I was raised above that.
Okay, fine. What was your maiden name?
Morris.
Morris.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, that's why you mentioned a Morris, right? What was your mother's maiden name, Mr. Shiflett?
Morris.
Morris.
Richie Morris.
Okay. Were there many Morrises that lived there in Bacon Hollow?
Oh, yeah. No Morrises and no Shiflett.
What were some of the names that lived there of the people in Bacon Hollow?
Give me the old.
In Bacon Hollow, in the park.
In Bacon Hollow.
You want the
older generation?
The older generation?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Was Abby Shiflett. Uh-huh. Abby Shiflett. And L. Marsh. Dick Shiflett, and Ransom Marsh, Jim Marsh, Garland Knight.
Knight?
Knight, and John Knight, and Dave Knight. You want to include the mountain in the called the White Church Mountain? Yeah, all
on the flat, together. Where he used to live on Flat Top.
Oh, Flat Top. Oh, tell me about it. Would you say that?
Flat
now,
Top's right up there.
Flat okay. Top is right up there. Okay. And did Bacon Hollow run
John,
down into
no,
the,
John's, Bacon
it
Hollow, joined. John's Flat Top and John's the park.
John Garland, nice place.
I see, yeah. About how far apart were the houses?
How far apart were the houses? Well, I said some of them were 5 miles, some of 2 miles, probably anywhere from two to three and four and five miles apart.
Then you all had good-sized property, didn't you?
All of you good-sized property.
How large, when you were a boy growing up, how large was your place?
180 acres.
180, and did your father own it?
Own it.
Okay.
Well, you got to give a kid's name.
Yeah, what's your father's name?
George Will Shipp.
George Will, and your first name is?
E.P. Shipp.
And that's all you go by, E.P.
Yeah.
You're not going to tell what the rest is.
Enoch Pat.
Enoch Pat.
All right. How many were in your family?
In my family was nine.
Nine children.
So some of them in New York, some of them in Baltimore, some of them in Rockville.
How big a house, and what was it built of? Was it a log house?
Well, part of it was log and part of it was frame.
Where did they get the frame from?
Well, we had a sawmill.
You had a sawmill? Your father ran a sawmill?
My father and Marshall, Simon Marshall,
had
a sawmill, and there wasn't no steam, so they moved this engine, and with 8 mules, pulled it and set it down.
So it was a movable sawmill.
Yeah, it was movable by horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
And not steam. And then after you get it set, where you take the wood and build your steam up to run your saw.
Uh-huh.
And so we had the sawmill. I was small boy. We cut lumber enough to build the frame house. And we wasn't a big family of us then, just my father, this type of family.
Uh-huh. Oh, you're one of the oldest.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so we took lunch and that field haunted and log cabin.
Mm-hmm.
Which the log cabin was one, two, three. You had three rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And the kitchen, they called it, was four. And then cutting up logs to build a church up there. Mountain Grove Church.
Uh-huh.
And then we're cutting up to build a school. Old days with a young girl named Walker.
Wampler?
Yeah, Miss Neely Walker. She came here, I don't know what year, but I was small boy. And she came here when she was 18 years old.
Uh-huh.
And she came from Bridgewater.
Yeah. With friends.
And so she started a new service upon the Grant Street. Got slabs from the, where we used sawmill. And started a Sunday school class. Then we're cutting up lumber to build a church. Then we're cutting up to build a schoolhouse.
Mm-hmm.
We called it Victor Hill Schoolhouse. So I don't know why she named it Victory Hill Schoolhouse, unless she gained the victory for building the school.
I think so, yeah. Yeah. Was it a one-room school?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How many children were there in the school?
Well, she had around 60.
60 children. How far did you have to walk to school?
Well, some of them walked about 2 miles, 3 miles, 4 miles.
And you?
About a mile.
Was the school for 7 months or 9 months or how long?
8 months.
It
was 8 months this time. No. It was 6 months when it first started.
Yeah, 6 months when it
first started.
In the winter?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What'd you do when it snowed heavily?
Well, you never had horses and had sleds made. You just scraped the road and you had stove. Heat the school out and people would get the wood, put it screw, and just keep the children warm.
Boy, you had a plush. You really did. Now, how many grades were in that school? It went up through what grade?
I don't know if it was the 8th or 7th.
Uh-huh.
I think it was 8th, though. I went 8th because Mrs. Davis gave me 1 year of high school after I told her the brewery.
Uh-huh.
I mean, over where I lived.
Yeah. You went to that same school?
No, I went to a little school over there. They built just like that something.
Now, what else did your father do with the sawmill? Did he sell any of the lumber down anywhere?
Yes, he sold some of it. He sold some of it, and then a stay mill. We had a stay mill. We moved a stay mill in here from Hurd's, from Elkton.
Mm-hmm.
And moved a stay mill in here, and we cut timber. Father cut timber and hauled it to the stave mill and make staves out, and then he hauled it to Elkton.
How did he haul it to Elkton? That's a long distance away.
Well, they'd have about three or four horses, and we'd leave morning, go in the house and get in there by
11
o'clock and get unloaded.
You could reach Elkton by 11 o'clock? 211, I mean, 33 was not...
No, because the paths dipped, this road here was open over into Beldor, call it.
Into Beldor?
Yeah. This road was
open
right over there, and let's see, the five... Oh, I said ain't but 10, wouldn't be but 10 miles over to Beldor.
Yeah.
Closed now, the park.
To get the help and you cross this way. This road cross Sky and Dye.
Yeah.
Right up in that little hollow there, you can see it from my house about maybe across that.
I get it. Well.
And the hall, then the hall bar, the field bar, and the hall bar. And
where did you take that? To Elkton also?
Elkton. Yeah, the Tanbury over there.
Yeah. Did you peel bark too?
Yes, I peel bark many days.
Was that hard work?
It wasn't too hard work. People now, they get so used to these 8 hours and factory work.
Yes.
Factory work, and the work is more easier. You come into this, you roll into this work.
Yes.
I call it forest work. We cut railroad ties.
I was going to ask that. You did.
We cut railroad ties.
Do you know how much you would get for a railroad tie?
We got, at that time, I think we got around about 75 cents. But now when we quit selling them, we got $1.25.
Okay. When did you quit?
Dad, he quit, I guess, around about in the 20s.
Why? Because there was no more need of
it? Well, he found other ways he could make money easier.
I see,
Make more money.
Farming.
And farming, we got up, the cattle went up, and we raised hogs, we raised cattle, and we raised horses. Rear end sheep.
Did your mother have a spinning wheel and a loom?
Yes, we had two spinning wheels.
And did she make your own clothes then?
I got my mother's sewing machine out here where she made all our clothes.
I don't think she spun. Her father, her mother spun. But she had the wheel. She didn't do good at spinning.
She did. She knew how.
She knew how, but she...
She never did the spin, though.
Well, then why raise the sheep if she didn't do any spinning? You sold the wool?
We sell the wool.
Yeah.
You get profit from the sheep twice a year. You sell the lambs and sell the wool.
Right. Did you... you say you had cattle, and you had, of course, cows. Was your home near a spring so that you could keep the milk and butter and so forth in the spring?
Oh, yeah. We had a big spring house, big box, and keep running water in there all the time.
Yeah.
And we keep our drinks of lemonade and stuff in the water.
Stone pot.
Lemonade?
Yeah.
It won't stay cool.
And the water, the spring water, it's the same as getting ice water.
Right.
And it stayed as cool.
Did you allow your hogs and your cattle to roam loose, or were they fenced in?
No, we fenced it all. It was fenced in.
What kind of fencing?
We use rail fence. barbed wire at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But some cattle, we didn't want to use horses and cattle, and use the rail fence. And then it was cheaper to make the rail fence.
Would the hogs stay inside of the rail fence?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. Those were good fences then, weren't they? Low.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they were good. They built high.
You know, you mean low to the ground?
Yeah,
because hogs will root under them.
Oh, yeah. Hogs.
Hogs, we use the rail fence for the hogs.
Yeah.
Put moles right by there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you do any special fattening up of the hogs before butchering time?
Yes, we always, well, to eat straight along the store, we'd hire the side grain every day often, and we'd have it thigh side. The half week day often, have it ground, bring in about 8 pounds of flour, and then it was a water mill to cut all up for the other day. It was a mill up there, and we'd grind up 5 or 6 bushels of corn, get the mill, put it in the winter time.
The miller. Did you pay him to do it, or did he take a certain amount out?
He take a toll. He made a toll out of it.
Yeah.
And then we had a regular pen we fattened our hogs.
Ooh.
And the brooders, we let them run out to raise.
Yeah.
And he killed 3 or 4 hogs. And put them in there. Keep some of the hams to eat and then sell some of them for when I went to eat.
Did you sell any chickens and eggs and things of that kind?
Yeah, sell eggs.
Where would you take those?
Yeah, to the store. We had a big store up here. Patty Shepherd run a store up there.
Where? In Dyke?
No, up here. Just over the
hand bake.
It's a half mile away. It's a house dam, big house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And the water mill was up there, too.
The water mill, well, part of the mill's standing there.
Yeah.
Part of the mill's standing there on the left.
The mill's standing there on the side of the road now.
Uh-huh. Okay, now, when you took these chickens and eggs and hams in to that store, did he give you credit or due bills, or did he give you cash?
He gave you due bills.
Yeah.
You come back and deal it out.
Uh-huh.
And sometime, if you need you some cash, well, he cash shop.
Okay. What would you buy when you went? You raised most everything you needed, didn't you?
That was most of the week I bought was sugar, kerosene, and baking powder, and salt. That's what you use it on the table.
Yeah.
And then sometimes maybe we would have to buy a bottle of wine or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you have an orchard?
As a
orchard.
Yeah, we had an orchard.
What kind? What did you have in the orchard?
Well, we had orchard that apples, peaches, pears, and green gages, they call them. We had all kinds of fruit.
Yeah.
Cherries, and chestnuts.
Yeah. Did you dry any of these?
Yeah, we dry a lot of these.
Dry cherries and apples and stuff.
Yeah, right. Now, you'd sell those in the same store?
Yes, you'd sell them in the store.
Mm-hmm.
But in the fall, we'd get up our apples, potatoes, cabbage, and so we'd, I was around about 15 years old, I think, and we'd keep going to Charlottesville and peddle them, our produce there. Go to house to house, and just peddle it from house to house.
Father,
Yeah.
Butternut.
Yeah, butternut, chestnuts, apples, all kind of fruits. They said we'd be gone about 3 days.
Doctor.
You see these little covered wagons on that?
Sure.
Well, that's what we need.
Yeah.
They camp on the road. They camp on the road for cows instead of tree. And my mother, she maybe kill a couple of chickens or something, fix us some pots. They have coffee.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is fascinating that you would you'd use two horses.
Four horses.
Then the road from your place was a fairly good road, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was all dirt.
Yeah.
There was one streetcar running Charlottesville.
Yeah.
From Price Train down to Southern Depot.
Mm-hmm.
And hospital district was small.
Yeah. Speaking of hospitals, what did you do if anybody got sick?
Well, we had a doctor here, a Dr. Carter.
Uh-huh.
And he was a very good doctor.
Where did he live?
He lived over here in Nortonville.
Nortonville. How would you get in touch with him?
I used to have to get on your horse and ride over to his house. I guess
I'm
about 7 miles.
Yeah, until the store called up here later on after the telephone. He got dragged and they got a telephone. He laid, but that was later.
Yeah.
After we were married.
Before. Yeah. All right, so then you would have the doctor come and take care of
him.
Okay. Now, did you make apple butter? Apple butter?
Oh, yeah, we made apple butter and danced all night long.
That's what I thought.
We had a good time again.
Yeah. Music.
Yeah.
And we made our own molasses, the syrup, and
molasses
and meal. We grind our cane up with horses.
Yeah. I want to go back to apple butter. Now, you start the apples in the daytime, right? You peel them all the couple of days before.
Yeah.
And then you stir them. And they boil all night. And you'd have to stir it.
Yeah.
Now what happened if the paddle touched the side of the kettle?
You had to kiss your
dick. Did you do it on purpose?
No, I would.
Oh gosh, those were fun times. You'd have music. What would you play? Banjos and fiddles?
We'd have fiddles, banjos,
and a harp.
A harp.
Oh yeah, mouth harp.
Oh, Jews harp.
No, the mouth harp.
Oh, a harmonica.
Harmonica.
Yeah. Do you recall any of the tunes that they would play? Do you recall any of the tunes that they would play?
The music that they'd play was Shout Lou was wrong.
Shout Lou?
Shout and Lou.
Shadow.
Shout Lou or
something.
Let's see.
Get Along Home Cindy.
Get Along Home Cindy and
did you ever play Two Cent Gal?
I don't think so. I never heard him play that, did you?
Boil Them Cabbage Down?
Yeah, yes, that's right. If anybody just call them over, I can remember. We had so many.
Yeah, I know. Sure. And of course, Turkey in the Straw.
Yeah, of course, it'd be square dance. There's so much cold figures, you know.
Sure.
Frankie was a good girl.
Yeah,
who?
Frankie.
Frankie was a good girl.
Frankie was a good girl.
But there wasn't really no dance. We didn't play that a lot.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear that tune, Fox Chase or Fox Hunt?
Turkey and Straw was one.
Yeah.
Well,
at these apple butter boilings, did anybody bring a jug along?
Did they bring a jug along?
Jug.
Jug, whiskey.
No.
No.
No. They may have a drink.
Uh-huh.
How about they use, maybe a pint or something like that. You'd never seen nobody drill.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody would, if you had drink around, they just drink enough to
feel good.
Keep the music going.
Yeah. How about corn shuckings? Did you have corn shuckings?
Yes, we had corn shuckings and
beans curry.
And then they put a jug in that, in the corn shucking. And corn would have, sometimes have red ears in it. And the one get the red ear would be the one to get the first drink of the jug.
Sure. Did they bury the jug underneath a pile of corn?
Yeah.
So you had to work fast.
Yeah, no,
to get down to it. How about huckleberries? Did you have many huckleberries around?
Yeah.
Did you pick them?
Yeah, we picked huckleberries. Blackberries.
Did you ever see anybody or hear of anybody starting fires so they'd be sure of having huckleberries?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I've heard that people did. I've heard that they'd start fire to burn it to people have huckleberries. But I really think they didn't do that because there was plenty of them.
Well, that was the reason they had plenty of them,
yeah.
Because they would do
well,
the fire.
They might have done it.
Yeah.
It's all in the park area, isn't it?
Yeah, right. But was fire anything to worry about? Did anybody think much about fires?
We didn't have too many fires.
No, we didn't have too many fires.
Did you ever have anything going on like some of the other places? Spike fires? Somebody get angry and start a fire?
No.
You never had
any? Not up here?
Not around this area.
Not in Bacon Hollow at all?
Mm-hmm.
All right. See, now it's good that I'm interviewing you on Bacon Hollow because that's one of the rumors.
If it was accidentally done.
Yeah.
One time the fire got out and the boy was burning his
fresh
garbage.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And the wind started blowing.
Yeah.
But that's the only time I can remember any fire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. I'm glad to hear that.
It wasn't. At that time, back in my father's time, it wasn't too much money, exactly.
Yeah.
If you worked, you would maybe get 50 cents a day, 75 cents a day.
25.
And, but you had plenty of everything.
Yeah.
Anything you wanted to eat, and you had cattle, and you didn't have money, not like circulating now.
Yeah.
People's wardrobes wasn't full of clothes.
Yes.
Like they are now.
Right.
What
happened? At that time, well, maybe you had one or two suits of clothes, or two pair of shoes, or a couple pair of socks.
Yeah.
But you was happy with that. More happy than you are now.
Sure.
With all the things that people got.
That's right.
But more love than people.
That's right. Shoes. Did you have one pair of shoes a year or two? Did you wear shoes in the summer?
I wore shoes in the summer. All of us wore shoes in the summer. So,
when you were small?
How big a vegetable garden did you have?
We had, I guess about an acre and a half in one garden, and then we had three gardens. we kept a tenor on the two and we let him, we let them have one guy. I said we could have about 2 acres.
What all did you grow?
Well, we grow cabbage, we grow beans, we grow peas, we grow radishes, we grow strawberries, and we grow onions.
Pumpkins? Make pumpkin butter?
We never did make any pumpkin butter, but we have made grape butter.
Wild grape butter?
Yeah.
Never heard of that. That must be good.
You mix it with the apples.
And we had damn
good.
Oh, mix it on the tape.
It's all right. We want your voice on the tape.
Sweet potatoes.
Squash.
And we had damn and mother. She put up a lot of this jelly out. And the color of them added apples. Certain kind of fruit she'd get a jelly out of.
No.
And we had it, maybe I have under 100 cans of fruit sitting back. They got 25, 30 gallons of apple butter, and a barrel of molasses, a barrel of cider.
And a big, big box of sweet potatoes.
Oh.
And we keep them all winter. Roast them by the fireplace.
Oh, boy. How did you keep the vegetables over the winter? Did you bury them?
We buried the cabbage. Yeah. And we buried the potatoes.
Turnip.
We buried the turnip.
And you dried the beans?
Dried the beans.
You strung them up?
Sometimes we did, and sometimes we would break them and put them on dry, big boards. They would make it, my dad would make
it. You did, but otherwise you strung them around the house, right?
Yeah, hang them up in the attic, but aloe cabins were low. But we had enough stairs, rooms, for beds, in different places.
Sure.
Because they had a place for the food like that. They'd hang them up and down. If it was bad, they'd hang them upstairs.
So in the winter, with you keeping the road open, you had no problem getting out. You didn't have to stock up extra before winter came. Boy.
Yeah, we had no problems.
Your mother had a wood stove.
That wood stove and
those cooked good.
Cooked on wood stove.
Those were the best cooking I think going. Don't you?
We got one man.
I got one sitting on the porch down there, home comfort.
I'll take it with me.
Hey, everybody.
Dad, have you left it?
Did snow ever come into your house during the winter?
In the winter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the winter, there's the hole we built the frame house. We made shingles. Had made shingles and put on top of the roof. Sometimes maybe the sun or something would walk going up and come a wind, maybe find a little crack.
Sure.
And the snow would come in.
Yeah. I've heard of houses where they had to sweep before they could start the fire.
No,
but it makes sense that with those, as they say, with a shingle roof, there wasn't anything you could do about it.
She told we didn't feel the cold like they do now with all the heat they got.
Yeah.
We were comfortable.
Sure, right. Well, you had warm clothes.
We had feather beds.
Yeah. Didn't the feathers separate?
Yeah, they were just as comfortable as they could be, and they just as warm.
Mm-hmm.
We'd sleep on top of them and under.
Yeah. How'd you keep the feathers from moving to one side?
Oh, they wouldn't.
You'd have
enough in there so they wouldn't.
Have it full.
The geese feathers were real light.
Yeah.
The chicken feathers would be heavy.
Yeah.
But the geese, though, geese will like the fletcher.
They had geese. Geese too.
Ducks, that was a geese.
Geese, ducks, and chickens. You really ate good, didn't you?
Yeah, I just always had to. I said, in the winter time, we didn't have nothing to do.
You get your wood and have it all cut up, everything worked up. You had your meat in your box, you had your plow.
Milk the cows.
Yeah, it was all the thing you do, feed the horses and
okay.
Tear them down, keep them nice and keep your barns cleaned out.
Yeah.
And keep your fences up.
Sure.
If it's winter time, so you'll be ready to go to work when the spring opens.
Okay, you would have nothing much to do in the winter, excepting all these things. So you'd sit around the fire of an evening.
Yeah.
When people come in and visit, then?
Play jack rocks.
Play jack rocks.
Dominoes, jack rocks.
Uh-huh. Check.
All the young people.
Yeah.
The young people did come in and maybe be 10 or 12. Then play all kind of games and blindfold and play jack rocks. So
sweet side.
Then the old people would get the banjo and the fiddle and play the music.
Oh, that was lovely. Yeah.
Then they'd bring out a big basket of apples or something for fruits at night.
Oh, I think that they did. I wish I could eat like that.
What did you all do about a dentist?
We didn't have no dentist.
What if you had a toothache?
Yates used drawbars to show them what?
Dentist. For your teeth.
Oh, dentist.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't in the dentist's lab.
Yeah.
And you go to the blacksmith shop.
And have it pulled.
I don't know what happened to them. I have had them. Yeah.
Call them.
They call them post and they made them. The old man, it belonged to old man Jim. I bought them at Ransom's. That's the Ransom sale.
Yeah.
I bought them at a sale where he pulled the money tooth for me. The same thing.
What's a money tooth?
I said he stole, he pulled a mini tooth.
Oh, mini tooth. Yeah.
Sometimes I let him go too far, you know, in his bus.
No.
He'd take his pocket knife and go around and cut the gums around.
He'd not give you anything?
No.
You wouldn't even take a drink to
him? No. You just eat it. You just hold your mouth. And then, you know, it didn't hurt you no more than that.
They give you a shot now, put them needles in your gut. My daddy only had one tooth pulled, and he was 67 years old.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you know, this was all the good outdoor exercise, all the good food that you had.
I guess it was.
Yeah.
Right. You didn't get all these sweets. Every day.
Right.
And when the first brought us soda, the man run the store up here for Paris. And he keep the sodas in the big tub.
He called it pop.
Did you like it?
Oh, well, I don't know. You tasted no better.
Speaking of eating, did you ever eat beef?
Beef? Yeah. We killed calves.
Yeah.
Sell half of it and can, not can, dry. And you could dry your beef or freeze it.
Mm-hmm.
put it out and let it freeze.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You want to kind of freeze too.
Yeah, right. So you did eat beef. You didn't rely then just on hog meat and chickens. How about wild life? Did you eat squirrel and rabbits?
I never eat possum.
You didn't? I've heard that it's very good.
Huh?
I've heard it's good.
It is, but I just can't eat it.
Yeah.
And they eat groundhogs.
Oh, yeah, groundhogs. Sure. And fish, was there much good fishing here?
Yeah, there wasn't much fishing around these streams, but the merchants would bring up fish. They call them soft fish, bring them up and bar out there.
Oh, yeah, salt fish, right. Mm-hmm. Was your father a cobbler or anybody in the neighborhood a cobbler, so if your shoes needed repairing, they could be fixed?
No, he usually did it himself.
That's what I mean. Your father did it himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
he had
a
last?
Yeah, I got a the last one now.
You did too. Did you use metal things on your shoes?
We never did, but somebody did. They used something about on the heel, like a horse shoe.
Yeah.
About that wide.
Uh-huh.
And then they used all the way around here. They call them hobnails, little tacks on them.
Yeah.
Big heads on them.
Yeah. Well, did that help them in climbing the mountains?
Well, that saves you from buying a pair of shoes. Your shoes wouldn't wear. Heels went way out and your soles went way out as quick.
Yeah.
Probably I'll save you from slipping and sliding ice.
Yeah, right. Apparently you didn't have to do much walking, did you?
No, we never did. We didn't do much walking. Sometimes we'd walk to ship at Hollow, we'd go in the churches and pray.
How far away was Shiplet Hollow?
Shiplet Hollow was
eight miles.
On the other side of the mountain?
Yeah, on the other side of the mountain.
I see. So you did visit between hollows?
Yeah, between hollows. You go by the church and they would come over here and they'd walk it sometime.
Okay. You walked many a time.
Okay, it sounded to me as though you were having a very plush life riding around on your horses and wagons and all the rest of it, but you did walk.
Yeah, you did walk.
How did you celebrate Christmas?
And we celebrate Christmas. We celebrate Christmas about 2 weeks. About 2 weeks.
How did you celebrate?
We celebrated by dancing, Santa Claus sleep, go in having refreshments at people's houses.
Serenade.
And maybe stop in and dance a little while, take up some time in this house, and then go to another house.
Did you do the Kris Kringlers?
No, he hadn't done it. We had Kris Kringlers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was fun, wasn't it?
Fun. That was fun. And Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Did
you get any presents at Christmas?
Yes, we you wouldn't get presents like you did now.
Couldn't afford it.
No.
Money wasn't available enough to buy presents. What they usually would get, would go to the house, you'd have cookies and things for other people to have.
Homemade ginger cookies.
And drinks.
Apples. Sweet cider.
Firecrackers? Did you show firecrackers?
Lonely camels.
Right. Yeah, that Thanksgiving wasn't celebrated though, was it?
No, it was Thanksgiving.
Not like it is.
Yeah. Did you have any fairs that you would go to?
No, I didn't.
No county fairs? No. Revival meeting? Yeah. How did you two court?
He'd ride a horse and then go through a mud puddle and throw it all over me, and I'd have on my best Sunday dress. That's how we met. You don't want to fight that one.
Well, that's one way to start a conversation.
Then he stopped riding after that. He started walking. We have a chaperone all the time.
Was it a quiet wedding?
Yeah, it was quiet. We had
right your house?
Our home. Just family wedding.
Yeah. And the minister came?
Yes. Kenneth Roach. Kenneth, I guess that was his name, wasn't it?
Yes.
Kenneth Minister.
And of course it was no honeymoon.
No. Well, we went for several days to visit my sister in Charlottesville, and then back home. Of course, you couldn't go home.
No, that's right. You couldn't. No. This is not a very happy subject, but one I do have to bring up. Your funerals.
No, wait a minute.
It wasn't embalming in those days, so you kept the body right in the home?
Yes.
And when you buried the person, did everybody stay there at the grave site until it was covered?
Yes, as far as I can remember, they did.
Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm. Shows respect.
But now they won't let you stay. Later on.
Yeah. Did you put up monuments or just use rocks?
No. We
Some of them.
Some of them use slabs.
Then some of them make the headstones out of cement and put the niches in.
Oh, that's a good idea. I have heard that the largest graveyard somebody ever saw was in Bacon Hall.
Where?
He said the biggest one, and most of them were people that had been shot.
I don't know the large thing.
Fisher Fanks.
Fanks.
Do you know Fisher Fanks? Do you know Fisher Fanks?
No, I know
he said that.
Fisher Fanks. He's wrong. But they only had family graveyards. There's one right up here on top of this mountain right now, the Knight's family. You see these slabs and they
I reckon the Beatty Cemetery is in Bacon Hollow.
It was right here where a fountain sold to this lawyer. And he's going to be buried there.
And
he's fenced it in and everything. That's his family.
That was a family graveyard.
All of this family graveyard.
Yeah.
Up in here.
But I said this one up here was three
it's larger. Yes, yeah, three families in
three
there.
Three families.
But I don't
he was
know,
wrong.
Nobody was shot and buried up there, except one was a marsh, kind of some marsh and ship with that auger or something to kill each other. Mm-hmm. That's the only two I ever know.
Now, Bacon Hollow, you got a name.
Well, it's not as bad as they
Yeah.
Bacon Hollow got a name, and they never would let it die down.
Yeah.
And there's worse places in Bacon Hollow, South River, and Rockersville, and all those places. But Bacon Hollow, they got a name from, I think it started this from two killings up here, it just started. And as far as the murders been up here in the hollows, one, two, three, four.
Well, the suicide. It was suicide.
Five. five murders on there. There was Bunnett and Manny. They shot each other dead.
Because of the making of the moonshine, maybe?
No.
Jealousy?
No. Some of this was done when the state was dry.
Yeah.
The state was dry.
Yeah. Well, they still made moonshine when the state was dry. They made more.
Yeah.
That's when it was making more.
Yeah, right.
But I can remember before the moonshine ever was made.
Yeah.
Before the moonshine ever was made is about 16 years old, I think, when they started making moonshine. John Gibson was the first one made the moonshine. And so,
where did he sell it, do you know?
I started back in the...
You said, you mean where?
Yeah.
Yeah, where did he start? He made first equipment to make the moonshine in, and now where he made the first, I don't know where he made the first.
I don't know where he made the first.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's really the one that made the first steel.
Mm-hmm. That's what I
said. And that one made in Baton Hollow. And then after he got made them, and he got making them and kept selling them and then stripping them out and they get them in Baton Hollow and then made them.
Mm-hmm. Do you know where it was sold, any of this moonshine? Did they take it into Charlottesville, or?
Yeah. Most of it was sold in Charlottesville, some of it in Richmond, Washington, West Virginia, and...
As that cars came here.
Harrisonburg, Elkton.
Oh, cars came here to get it.
The cars, I said after the cars.
Oh, yeah.
They came here, is when they took it.
Yeah.
But they sold moonshine before there's too many cars, and then Charleston.
Yeah.
They sold moonshine in Charleston before there's so many cars came in.
Do you know if there was any sort of a signal that the people would have to tell that a revenue officer was coming up?
Well, they'd have a sign, maybe the mother or wife, somebody out and call a cow or something.
Yeah.
A ring a bell.
Mm-hmm. Now most of them had some sort of.
They had a
old man get out and shoot a shotgun.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, it makes a lot of sense to have made the moonshine because you got more money from that than carrying a whole bushel of apples, and it was a lot easier to carry a jug than a bushel of apples.
Well, during the Depression, you couldn't sell apples. You couldn't sell nothing.
Right.
You couldn't buy nothing.
Right, but you could sell moonshine.
That's right.
Sure.
They would buy moonshine and somebody would come in.
People were supposed to make moonshine
They had to. And from what I've heard, the people in Bacon Hollow and the people in Smoke Hollow made some of the best, you know, the purest that there was.
Yeah, they said it was.
Yeah, right.
The cold white light.
Did at Christmas time, did the grown-ups do much drinking?
No. Not too much.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it'd be 18, maybe 20. Well, we used to be maybe 8-10 cars get together. And we'd go to prose, maybe to a dance. And we invited, somebody invited us all in the dance. taxi on.
Mm-hmm.
And he drives a team on a Ford, and so we wouldn't be dead little drunk.
Yeah, right.
Never had a fight or trouble the one I went to.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard anybody have a little, be angry with each other.
No.
Mm-hmm. At that time.
Mm-hmm. Well, people really, they had to get along together.
Sure, they had to get along.
Because if you didn't, you were sort of left out
That's
by yourself.
Right.
Speaking of getting along with each other, did you all, have some of them called it matching parties? Like if somebody had this job to do, you'd all go help. Did you do that?
Yeah.
Well, we helped each other.
We helped each other.
Mm-hmm.
Beams dragging.
Somebody would build my house.
Yeah.
I would go and give them a hand on that.
Mm-hmm.
Else maybe this corn come in. And somebody in the family was sick.
Mm-hmm.
I would go in and feed his horses, take care of his stock. When the winter time, I'd see if they get water and see if they get wood.
Mm-hmm. You were neighbors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't do it anymore.
Nobody didn't want no money at all. Yeah.
No. People really helped each other, didn't they?
Helped each other. More love. But I think cars now, home, houses, and so much for these our young generation to do. Go here and go there.
Yeah.
It's too much fun. Ask it all to live.
That's right.
I said, no, all to live.
Speaking of that, did you dare speak back to your mother and father? Did you dare say, I won't do it if your daddy said to do something?
No.
That would be a joke.
My daddy tell me to do anything. I did it and I kept my mouth shut.
And you know, they didn't discipline. But that you just knew you had to obey.
We knew we had to do
and
it.
And just like you, visit my home now, and we were sure we sit down and let the old people talk. I asked to get out the house.
It was nice that we'd have to go outside and play.
Mm-hmm.
That would be around. But now,
yeah. It really is amazing, and I bet each one of you had a special job that was yours, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
What was your special job?
You mean in the
When you were growing up?
When I was growing up. Well, my special, to do our chores that we had to do. Bringing water from the spring. We had a spring.
Yeah.
We had to bring water. Well, that was between two of us, my sister and I. Sometimes she'd get a little lazy and I'd have to do it by myself because I was faster. Then we get larger, we had to pick up cherries. We had to pick up apples. We had to get in the field. There's no boys now.
Boy. Mm-hmm. What was your particular job that you knew when you got up in the morning, I've got to do this?
My particular job was to get up in the morning and go to the barn. My mother was getting breakfast.
What time was this, early in the morning?
I'd get up at around about 5 o'clock. Go out and feed the horses, harness them, and then come back, eat my breakfast, get my horses out, and go to the field, and plow corn. Plow corn, and when that corn season was over, breakfast was over, I hooked him to the wagon and was in the mountains with the team. I stayed with the team all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The horses.
Yeah. I think that I wish our children were as well brought up now.
I know. I often think of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad had never whipped me in his life. But if he said, you do this, I did it.
But did you have any dolls when you were
young? Oh, yeah, we had dolls.
What kind?
I'll tell you how we got those. We had this mission down here, the Episcopal mission. Mm-hmm. It was an Episcopal church, and they had a they would redo dolls and things, but somebody would bring them, and you'd get them for, you know, cheap.
Yeah.
And Mama would get us the prettiest dolls, and I would think there's nothing like it.
Yeah.
But you'd get them cheaper, you see, than what it is. And we had dolls.
Right.
Different kind of toys.
Yeah.
But I know they had to do that, some things to for us to have them.
How about newspapers? Did you pick up a newspaper when you'd go to the store?
Could have it.
Not at that time.
My daddy got the Chicago Tribune.
How would you know what was going on in the world?
It's all the way we knew. He had the Chicago Tribune. He he'd order that.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't mail out no papers at that time to nobody.
Well, how did you know that the world wars were on?
Well, we had radio. When the wars was on, we can remember. We had radio.
We had,
not with World War One.
We had telephone.
No.
Had standard
switchboard
out
there.
Switchboard out there.
Yeah.
You could have news.
Switchboard out there, and you find out all the news through the mail. Mail run from Stanisville, call it Nimrod Post Office over there.
Mm-hmm.
That was old post office.
Okay.
So you got all the news, the outside news through the mail.
All right. When you went to the store, you didn't stand around and talk there.
And wet days. So it couldn't work.
Dave, that's cute.
Dave, that it was cold, so they could sit on the Cracker Barrel.
When the park was coming in, what did you think? Did you feel badly about it?
Yes, I did.
Right at the time, we didn't. The way they put way they started it, and I think, I don't know, I may be wrong with what I'm saying, but I think people price the land to sell. You either give a $6 or give an acre of land.
Mm-hmm.
If you give a $6, and then you give an acre of land, you're pricing your land at $6 an acre. And so I didn't give anything.
We wanted the park here.
And my dad didn't give anything. Not good park.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't like it too much. Well, the way it started, it wasn't taking as much land that it did take. Mm-hmm. Then they made the first survey was down here at the at an oak tree down here about 2 miles. And then the second survey they made up here right through our farm where we own. And then another farm that we own back up the hollow. So they went right up, they called it Flat Gun Hollow, and they went right up that hollow and on around top there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the park in one way is all right.
Did you get a fair amount, do you think, for your land?
Oh, we didn't sell it. We didn't sell it.
You didn't sell it?
No.
And so I think the worst thing that happened now is they're ruining the beauty of the mountains by putting settlement up here on
Flat Top.
Mm. Well, that was beautiful.
It was beautiful now,
And what they're doing is destroying wildlife. So they're just starving them out. Mm-hmm. Wildlife is
Well, that's not in the park area.
No, that's not in the park area.
That's,
it would have been a good thing if they'd taken that.
Yeah, it'd have been better if they had it after they let all the families go from there. They all had to move.
Yeah.
Well, how did they do that? All those families had to get out from that, and then, what's the name? Got all that flat top of that?
Well, see, the Webster boys, they owned that in the first place before all the families moved. And see, there was this tenants of BLP, they just sent to the cattle, they bring the cattle in there. Herman sitting there and bring the cattle up, and I was a boy, and my brother, he'd bring riding horses over here, and then we'd gather up the cattle and drive them back to market. Drive them from here to Elton.
Yeah.
But who sold Flat Top to, what's his name?
Haynes.
Yeah.
The Richford boys.
Oh, they sold it to him, and didn't he just...
Huffman sold it to the Richford boys, and we sold it to Flat Top to Haynes.
We think this caused a lot of water problems, too, isn't it? That timber going down, washing down.
Yeah.
Doing people... damage down below.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of that, with your gardens, did you have many rocks in the garden?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we had rocks in the garden.
Did you, those that you couldn't move out, would you plant a kernel of corn right next to it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Grew good, didn't it?
Yeah, grew good. But we cleared the gardens, most of the rocks.
Yeah.
But there's tight rocks in there, you couldn't get up. Put your heel on there, you grew just the same.
Sure. Right. I know it. It always amazed me that that was the case.
Yeah. I know it. I think there's moisture there under that rock.
Have you any story handed down in your family as to where your family came from?
Well, we've tried it, but we had to stop. It got so complicated.
So complicated.
My daughter was trying to get the history of family, which is
a tree family.
It's a family tree, but we got started on it.
They got so complicated and it caused us too much.
We couldn't find out. Our parents didn't tell us.
Yeah.
You know about their relatives and their
relatives. If only they had, then
you
would know.
And that was a problem there.
Yeah. You know, I always picture people sitting around of an evening in the winter. They have nothing else to do, and the fire's burning.
That's
and
right.
Their grandfather saying, "Now I want you children to remember."
That's right.
But he never did, did he?
They never did,
No.
I remember back to my great-grandfather in
as far as I could.
Great grandmother, I remember who the word.
Yeah.
But that's about as far as I can go.
Yeah. They've been here a long while, I know that.
We are supposed to be the Shiflets. We're supposed to be Shiflets.
Shiflets, not Shiflets.
It's supposed to be German.
Yeah. Your name is spelled with only one T, right? There's so many spellings.
Yeah, we found out that the first Shiflet settled here in Barracks Road, out here in Charlottesville, came over with Napoleon. Well, anyhow, they went part of them in Charlottesville. Most of them went to Harrisonburg, back that way and settled. And that's as far as we could get. I went to a funeral home. His aunt died, and when we signed our name, I spelled my name that time, S-H-I-L-L-E-T-T-E. My son still does, he won't change. And he said, "You are the second person that ever spelled your name right." I said, "Are you kidding?" I said, "I've always spelled my name that way." He said, "Well, this lady from New York spells hers that way." He said, "You're a German." I said, "Well, I always thought we were Irish."
Oh, no.
And Well, I just said that because we had, I knew what, and my little nephew used to say, we're Irish, you know, because he didn't know what else to say when they asked him. He laughed, he said, no, he said, the first ship is sailed right out here at Barracks Road. He said, it's right down at the record office. Mm-hmm. But as far as we can get, I just don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
My daughter worked on it a long time. She belongs to the Mormons, and they all want to do that.
Sure.
Look like it's down the tree.
Right.
But we search the cemeteries everywhere.
Hey, another change of subject. I keep doing this to you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's
but do you remember any herbs that your mother used?
Oh, yeah. For medicine.
Yeah. What?
All right. You use slippery elm bark for if you had a temperature.
Oh, for a temperature.
Uh-huh.
And make a tea out of it?
Wet it. And you'd hold on your bark. It'd be just as slippery, or wrap it around your wrist.
Oh.
And you can make a tea out of it, too. Then we use this peppermint for colds. Peppermint tea
for colds, right. Mm-hmm.
Miss Neely always told me, she'd always tell me if I drank a quart of tea and soaked my feet in hot water, I wouldn't have no colds.
Oh. Did you ever get turpentine and sugar?
Turpentine, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We used to get it off trees and then work it up and put those soils. The different
things. Pine turpentine, of course. That is good.
And whole hound.
Yeah.
You got that. Of course, they got to make a can out of that later on.
That was for a cough?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but we didn't. That was herbs. We buy that.
Whorehound,
it was
for what?
It grew in the mountains.
Yeah.
Place.
What'd you do with it?
And they said it was good for cold.
You made a tea out of it?
Yeah. They make a cough syrup out of it.
Cough syrup.
Whorehound and, what else was it Mom put in it? No, they wasn't in that cough syrup we made. I thought it was a wild cherry.
I bet it was.
That they had more
wild
with it.
Cherry. Yeah.
And
catnip tea
for babies with the colic.
Yeah. Okay. How about sassafras tea?
We made sassafras tea to drink. That is delicious.
Oh, just for fun?
No, because we like it.
Yeah, I mean, you just had it for fun.
Uh huh.
Not for any reason.
Oh, yes, they made sassafras, let's see, what was
it? In the spring, wasn't it? To thin your blood?
If you had a cold and your blood, if you had something wrong with your blood.
Hot sassafras tea.
Oh, it's a reddish looking tea. You get the roots and wash them real good and make that tea. It was delicious.
Yeah.
It'd be hard to find it in the morning.
Come to my house.
You should have. Oh, okay. We had some back over here, but I think cattle destroyed most of them. No, mama used to have plenty of them. I remember to see what else was we'd get. Gangzine, but I don't know what they used that for.
Ginseng for his stomach, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Did you ever sell any ginseng?
Oh, no, but that was so expensive. If we got it, we dried it and sell it. My dad would get some sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so expensive. I think they make face cream or something out of it now in Japan or China or someplace like that. I read about it.
Yeah.
Said it keeps your complexion position right now.
Really?
Yeah. Did you ever read? I read the paper a long ago. It was that ginseng.
Did you ever use balm of Gilead?
A what?
Balm of Gilead.
No. Oh, what was that pet that tasted like? We make tea out of that too. It was so much of it grew up, you know.
Pipsissewa?
No, it was like a mint. I used to chew it.
Horse mint?
Mint juice.
No.
I can't think of it anymore.
Did you use catnip tea?
Yes, catnip tea.
Yeah, and horsemint tea?
I don't know what we were using horsemint. I don't know what was horsemint. I imagine it might have been what it was. I knew it would grow, it'd come up by itself, you know, in the field.
Yeah.
We'd get out and get
wild.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of it.
What do you call it, a sheep
side? Well, we'd use that for salad.
Yeah.
What?
What'd you call it?
Sounds like a sheep side.
No, that was different. That was a salad, sheep side. The dandelion would make good salad,
yeah,
if you get it before it blooms.
What is the sheep sal?
I don't know. We chew it when we were small. It was sal. It had a sour taste. I don't know what my mother ever used that for anything on which she put in tea.
You don't see any of it no more.
You don't see it?
How's it spelled?
I don't know how you spell it. I know.
You don't remember.
I know Mama used to say.
I know the old Adam people call it.
I said, can we eat this? Oh, yes, go ahead. That's sheep saw or something. I don't know. If I didn't pay attention, I didn't know what sheep saw meant. I just thought sheep, it came up from sheep.
You know, this story that you have told is simply a beautiful one. It shows so much enterprise and a lot of hard work. I bet you went to bed early at night.
Old slept like logs.
Like a log, we didn't have no TV and no.
No.
Everybody went to bed early.
Sure. Well, you had to. Got you were early. Going to get up at 5 o'clock
five
in
o'clock.
The morning. Right.
Right.
You went through, you say, sixth grade? Mr. Shiflett?
Eighth.
You went through eighth grade?
No, I didn't go through the eighth grade.
Oh.
I didn't go through the first and second.
His mother got sick.
My mother got sick and got in the hospital. And my dad went no automobiles. And my dad had to go and stay in town, ride a horse out there and stay in town. And he had taken my oldest brother was older than I, Russell. And he had to take us out of school. I stayed at home and farm and farm. Then after she got able, she was back for 3 or 4 years before she could do anything. And we didn't get so far back behind grades, we never did start back.
Yeah. But your mother did recover.
Yes.
What was wrong?
She got to hold around had some medicine by sitting up on the chair. And she got a hold of the wrong bottle and tinks of iron.
She thought it was tinks of iron that she was taking.
And
it was iodine.
It was the stomach. And so she was out there for a long time. And, well, we cook, we wash clothes, clean house.
Oh, can't you just see the busy little boy?
You got tired of that, though. After you got married, we do it.
But Andy'd have a round thumb, maybe knows how to cook. When you started out on your own, you really needed that education, didn't you?
Well, at that time, the parents didn't think that you need as much education as you need.
That's right.
You see,
at that time.
Yeah. My mother would say a lot of times, you have to help me today. And my dad would say, no, listen, you have to leave that alone till Saturday, and not to go Saturday, and they got to go to school. So he was going to school. But My mother wasn't educated, and she didn't think we really needed as much as a boy would, you know, or something like that.
Everybody needs it. But you've done all right.
Oh, yes. I think that
we got a long time.
Like I did.
You don't know how
one thing, my dad, with the he always learned us to do things.
Yeah.
And if you'd ever make it, and I sat around and waited for somebody to give you something. Mm-hmm. So,
that's a beautiful statement, yeah.
I mean, he was good to us, but he learned us, we had to work.
He taught you independence, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think everybody was, some of them around the hollow, but didn't do too well because they're a little too lazy, so just get out and do rough work.
Did you ever have a lock on your door?
No, not then. We
didn't need them.
No. Did you ever know of anybody with long fingers? Nobody ever did.
He never did? We'd go places and spend the night and never lock our doors and come back.
Never locked my door.
Never thought of it.
No.
And now you're afraid to go to store.
Right. Isn't it funny?
That's true. But it's not all the other people that surround you. Now there's so many people coming in from everywhere, different states.
Sure.
You can see them go up here now. I guess they're going on flat top. Motorcycles got 8 and 10 at a time. Yeah. So, you just got to be careful now, more careful.
Gosh, you have told me so much. You have helped so much. And you know what you've mainly helped with? You've eradicated the myths about Bacon Hollow.
Well, that's what I'd like to get straightened out because everybody thinks that... even if they get a job, they say, oh, she's from Bacon Hollow.
Yeah.
And she's got a good job.
Well,
she says, yes, I'm from Bacon Hollow and proud of it.
I always tell my
I told her, I said, you'd be proud of where you came from.
Right.
I don't care where you come from. Be proud of where you come from.
Right. And by golly, I'm going to see you.